Good morning. So today we're going to be talking about the book Columbine, which obviously is based off of an event, a very tragic event in U.S. history. This book was written by Dave Cullen. It is a New York Times bestseller. And over the last couple of weeks, I should say months, we've been reading this book in class. And we had to pick a topic, and my topic is PTSD. Now, as you know, PTSD affects a lot of people and around the world. But I feel like where the spotlight shines mostly on it is with veterans. PTSD, obviously, can be more than just, like, combat or things that, like, happen overseas. It can also be things that happen right here in post-traumatic stress disorder affects everyone differently. Someone can go through something that you could consider very tragic and not bat an eye at it, but something very small or you could view very small can happen to someone else and it can scar them for life. So moving into our book, I kept the outlook of how PTSD might affect my four quotes from my four sections. So from section one, page 57, I have a quote that says, "Half a dozen cops arrived every minute. Nobody seemed to be in charge. Some cops wanted to assault the building. That was not the plan. Whose plan was this? Where had it come from?" At first glance, it might not even seem like this has a lot to do with PTSD. But since this is the beginning of the book, and it's not really talking about what the aftermath of what happened yet, I took approach of what I think personally would create a tragic flashback or event. And this is being recalled about what they saw, and I feel like that expresses kind of like what scarred them, seeing the cops show up, seeing that, like, you know, they've never really dealt with a situation like this, they've never had to, and now that it's affecting them and they're going through the motions and they're trying to, like, figure out what to do, and no matter how much training, how much experience they have, it just never really prepared them for this moment. And, like, that sense of being scared and that sense of being, like, something that sticks with you, I feel like that for their PTSD, that's them, their flashback, their moment where they're like, I don't really know where to go from here, and this is super scary. And I feel like that's something that scarred them and is going to hang with them for the rest of their life, if not, like, the time this book was written from the time that it happened. You never really know how long these tragic events are going to last for. They could last a lifetime. Maybe someday some people wake up and they forget about them. You just never really know, because people's personalities change a lot. But for this, I feel like that really hits home. Because they don't know. They seeing cops show up at a school, you have no clue what's going on. Maybe you heard the shooters, this, that, but now you're seeing all these things that you've never seen before. And that can be super scary, and that could scar someone. Moving on to my next quote from section 2, page 150. "One hour into the Columbine horrors, news stations were informing the public that two or more gunmen were behind it." Now, this I looked at not necessarily as a first-hand basis. So not a student, not a teacher, any victims, any family of the victims. This is PTSD to where, say, I'll compare it to another tragic event, 9/11. Personally, I wasn't born during 9/11, but most people say they know exactly where they were at, exactly what they were doing, the weather, everything, when they first heard about 9/11. I feel like this is something that's not as, like, home-hitting as that, but still one of those moments that strikes in people's minds from the outside. Like, hearing about the news, maybe you have a daughter, a son, something like that, in a completely different school, completely different area, completely different town, state, country, anything. But you hear this, and all of a sudden, sending them off to school every morning seems a little bit more scary. It takes a little bit more to say, I trust the faculty, I trust the teachers, I trust the system that's going on in the school to where they're safe. You never really know now. I feel like as a parent, that really hits home, or even as a student, they're just afraid to go to school. So looking at that as an outside basis, I think that's a type of PTSD that affects people that, I'll call it secondhand PTSD. It didn't happen to them. They're not involved in it. It does not affect them physically. It doesn't affect their emotional state in terms of losing someone or something. But they still carry that with them. Like, what if this was to happen to my child or to me? But anyways, moving on to my next section, section 3, page 312. This quote's from Frank. He had 3 school years to get through. He had sincerely underestimated the turmoil of the first. This is coming from a freshman that just went through. This is a quote based off of how he was talking and how he was phrasing his words. This is coming from a freshman. If you're a senior, this happens a semester, 2 more semesters, and you're out. You could put this somewhat behind you. Like, obviously, it's going to carry with you. But now, every time he goes into school, he's going to think of that event. He's going to think of what happened. And that's that post-traumatic stress disorder that fires those memories back and keeps them fresh and keeps them running in your head. And there's going to be times where he's just maybe sitting in class and then just boom, it just hits. You never really know. And it's he's facing turmoil, you know, that I don't really know what to do, that I'm scared, that this, I don't, non-trusting. And I feel like that's his PTSD, constantly being remembered of, scared. It just comes back, can't run away from it. Moving on to my next section, section 4, page 373. This is coming from a group of friends that lost a friend. The quote is, her body floated out, was floating out there somewhere. This is talking about a group of friends that lost one of their friends. This is after the shooting. They still haven't found their friend. They still don't even, your friend's gone, basically. They, going through that, it's still fresh in their minds. I feel like that represents PTSD because they're calling back on it. That terrible feeling that I can't believe this is happening. I don't know why this is happening. Feeling lost, feeling distraught, feeling all these different emotions. Just because they lost their friend in a tragic event. And I feel like that can really affect someone and turn someone into something maybe they don't, you know, that they're afraid of. And I feel like that just pulls someone into a darker place, which PTSD tends to do. And I feel like that's very, very scary. So in the end, I feel like my 4 quotes demonstrated PTSD and its various effects that it could have, and the way that, and even a couple quotes that they have, like, how could PTSD affect someone? But anyways, thank you for listening to my podcast. Have an amazing day.